Corey Connors is one of the main attractions at the Canadian Open amid the haze and another figurative cloud hanging over the tournament. But Connors, who met with the media on Wednesday afternoon, is doing his best to block out both distractions and keep things in perspective. "As far as I know, everyone is in good shape back home," he said, about the effect forest fires were having in and around Perth County and near Listowel, where he grew up. "It's not something you ever want to deal with, it's a pretty scary situation." Oakdale Golf and Country Club, site of this year's tournament in North Toronto, is shrouded in smoke, creating just as much anxiety as Tuesday's news that the PGA Tour was joining forces with Saudi Arabia's National Sovereign Fund, ending the conflict that had dominated elite golf around the world. Connors said that he feels little ill effects from the remnants of smoke on the golf course, but he acknowledged that the news of the PGA Tour Saudi partnership being struck was jarring when he first heard of it on Tuesday morning. A day later, he was downplaying the importance of the news on him, saying he prefers to focus on a big week coming up. "I trust the leadership of the PGA Tour to get us through this," he said. Connors is perhaps Canada's top hope this week. He won in Texas earlier this season, his second career PGA Tour victory. His first took place at the same golf course 4 years earlier. A lot has changed in that time, including Connors establishing himself as a top-flight PGA Tour player and President's Cup team member. Most importantly, he became a father. "She won't remember it, but I'll remember the image of her running out on the green after the win for the rest of my life," said Connors of his and Mallory's daughter, Reese, who is 18 months old. Last month, he led for most of the third round of the PGA Championship, the season's second major, but came unstuck after taking double bogey when his ball became plugged on the lip of a bunker on the 17th hole. Though still in contention, he started the final round just a shot back of the lead. He never recovered and eventually tied for 12th after a Sunday 75. "It was a great spot to be in," said Connors. "I got out of my rhythm and there were a few decisions that I would like over. If I could have to do it over again, there was a few moments that I should have just slowed down and refocused." Oakdale is tough to handicap this week. It has never hosted the Canadian Open before, and its 18 tournament holes have been carved out of a composite of the course's 3 9-hole layouts. It is thought that the course will be scoreable coming home but could be difficult on the opening nine. Last year, Connors used his superior iron play to go low on Sunday, firing an 8-under 62 to surge to a solo sixth place showing. That made him top Canadian and a player to watch this year, even if there is lingering disappointment from the poor final round at the PGA. "My record is not particularly great, until last year, but I'm definitely getting more comfortable with the added responsibility of playing in the Canadian Open," he said, adding that the tournament feels very much like a major to him and the other Canadians playing. Rory McIlroy won last year, besting a field that included Justin Thomas and Tony Finau playing with the Northern Irishmen in the final group. Connors had gone out early and at one point was threatening the lead before McIlroy and company pressed the gas. McIlroy's backing of both the PGA Tour and Canadian Open since the LIV threat emerged 18 months ago was still on display on Wednesday. "I still hate LIV, I hate them," said McIlroy, while repeatedly making the point that the new alliance between the Saudis and the PGA and European Tours is a different entity than the startup circuit, which will play out its second season and then is expected to fold. "I feel badly for RBC," said McIlroy, of the bank's longtime title sponsorship of the event, "and I feel badly for the Canadian Open." It was a common refrain echoed by Connors and others on Wednesday, especially because last year's tournament that took place at St. George's in Toronto's West End was also disrupted by LIV's debut tournament taking place overseas in London at the same time. "It doesn't seem fair," said Connors' close friend and fellow two-time PGA Tour tournament champion, Mackenzie Hughes, who is from Dundas.